Week 2, Monday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Why such a stilted verse form? Don't ask me. I'm no Walt Whitman. My ideas arise out of the limits of the rhymes. The size and shape of what I do just seems to be what's there in these seeds' possibility. I'm just the dirt. They grow before my eyes. And what I see sometimes, to my surprise, is that the limits are what sets them free. But isn't that the way with all we seek? To ride in all directions is absurd. With too much freedom, we become all thumbs, and nothing good gets done. And when it comes to that, why, even God's almighty word himself became a sonnet, so to speak. It is a blessing to listen to what God says and preserve it in your heart. Psalm 40, Part 1. I waited and waited for Yahweh, and he bent down toward me and heard my cry, and he pulled me out of a ghastly pit full of sticky clay, and placed my feet upon a rock where I had firm footing. And he has put a new song into my mouth, one of praise to our God. Many, many people will see this and be in awe and put their trust in Yahweh. And it is a blessing to put your trust in Yahweh and not rely on arrogant, devious liars. Because you have done so many marvelous deeds, Yahweh my God, and your plans for us are unfathomable. If I were to try to name them, the list would go on forever. It is not that you desired sacrifices and offerings, but that you opened my ears to listen to you. No, bringing animals and victims is not what you demanded. And it was then that I said, "Here I am, I bring myself." What is written about me in the scroll of your book is that my pleasure is to do your will, my God, and that your law is written in my heart. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is a blessing to listen to what God says and preserve it in your heart. I am poor, but the Master takes care of me. Part 2. I have reported the good news of your virtue in front of the whole assembly of the people. I have not kept my lips sealed, as you are aware, Yahweh. I have not hidden your virtue in my heart. I have spoken out about your loyalty and your rescue of me. I have not been reticent about your kindness and honesty in the great assembly where the people meet. So please do not keep back your gentle mercy from me, Yahweh. Preserve me by your kindness and honesty, because I am surrounded by more troubles than I can count. My sins have caught up with me, and I cannot see, and there are more of them than hairs on my head. And so my heart sinks. So please, Yahweh, set me free. Yahweh, please, hurry to help me. Humiliate and embarrass those who are trying to wreck my life. Have those who wish me harm fall back in disgrace. Send confusion and shame on those who tell me, "Ha, we have you." And send happiness and joy on everyone who looks to you. May everyone who turns to you for rescue always say, "Glory to Yahweh." But I am miserable and poor, and yet Yahweh has me in mind. Yes, you are my help, my rescuer. Please do not hold yourself back, my God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I am poor, but the Master takes care of me. Reading Jeremiah 32:40. And I will conclude an eternal treaty with them, never to cease doing good to them. I will put fear of me in their hearts, so that they will never leave me. God is my Savior and my glory. I find protection in him. Dear Father, the harvest belongs to you, just as the vineyard is yours. You assign the tasks and pay a salary that is just. Please help us to meet the day's responsibilities, and do not let anything separate us from your love. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.